Welcome to A Load of Old Toffee 2017. I say that because we didn't do one in 2016, and it was October 2015, the last one. I'm joined tonight by Mark Hollis.
Hello.
And Dean Thompson.
Evening, Steve.
It's not true what they're saying, is it? All these rumours that mass fallouts and everything else.
No.
Diva-like behaviour.
We've had a bit of that.
What are we doing here tonight?
I don't, from a personal point of view, I have no idea.
Well, you're eating toffees.
I know what I'm doing here. I'm eating sweets and drinking red wine.
And me and Mark are drinking red wine.
I've got absolutely nothing to add. No input to make.
So where have you been the last 15 months?
It's a tale of a...
I've been oiling my beard.
That's a lot of oil.
Olive oil, mainly. That's about it, really. I've said stuff going on. You know that... I've made some music. It's ever so good. And then I fell out of the habit of going to football. It's difficult to get back into it again.
Falling out. Have you seen Steve Music this year?
Twice. Well, once, because once was a friendly. But I did call it after 5 minutes of St Albans. Robin the Bird is rubbish.
Oh yeah, we went to St Albans, didn't we?
Yeah. I think you got annoyed with us at St Albans because I think he texted you, didn't he? After the fourth header that he didn't win. I think he texted you and said that I'd already picked out my scapegoat.
Yeah, but I also said that Andrew Fox was going to be our best player this season. That day.
And I said that Jake Hyde looked like a player. He did that day. I maintain. Trudgell backed me up, he was stood behind me. Well, to the side, otherwise he wouldn't have been that seat, but...
Well, I'm interested then, if you've only seen two games this season,
yeah.
Presumably you're still following score lines.
Yeah.
So
I've just been a busy bee.
So what's it been like? What's the perception of Stevenage Football Club to you at the moment? Are we playing well?
My perception is that we're capable of playing well in fits and starts. And that would be backed up from the one game I did see, which was Doncaster at home.
Oh, yeah.
Where for the first half, 3-0. We were absolute filth. No, we lost 4-3.
4-3, yeah.
We were filth for the first half.
3-0 half-time.
3-0 down at half-time, and I nearly went to the pub. And then second half, we looked like a really decent side. It was a strange old... It was a strange day. We lost anyway, but... The second half, I could get involved with. I could watch a lot of that. No, actually, I can't say that because then that makes it sound like I was staying away because we were garbage. That's not the case. I've just had stuff going on, but.
But sometimes, if the stuff going
back,
on, some,
yeah,
and then there's a choice of that in football. If you know you're not going to get a load of guff, you'll go, oh well, I'll do that Sunday with you, but I'm going to go football Saturday.
Yeah, there's probably an element of that. But I found I've even just forgotten. And it would get to 5:30 on a Saturday afternoon, and I think, oh, bleeding hell, I hadn't even looked at the scores. But, I think, you know, it's not like I'm boycotting or anything like that. I will be back in some guise, or a disguise, which is generally how I dress myself.
You could wear this mask, the flash mask.
So I see that after 15 months, Dean hasn't learned not to do visual jokes on a podcast.
I'm sure you'll tweet a picture of it, though.
I'll tweet that. I'll tweet the photo.
At Hollis Mark.
So I feel like I've missed some stuff.
Okay.
And I'm sure I will be back at some point before the season.
Well, so we got summoned here this evening. We're in the luscious studio that Dean Thompson has set up. So what's the reason then? We've got no guests, special guests.
Well, it all became about on Saturday evening, didn't it? When the Stevenage Way was announced. The Stevenage Way, the new podcast, the unofficial new podcast of Stevenage FC. And we were travelling back from Exeter and we had two passengers with us, didn't we, Steve, on Saturday? No point opening that under the table because we can still hear you unwrapping it. And we had two waifs in a back seat, didn't we? In
different W word to what you use in the text to me.
in Toyne and Bronowski, David and Daniel, and they were kind of encouraging us to get together, weren't they? Mm. And there was a bit of Twitter going on, and there was a few people going, "You three are lazy. Get yourselves
Which
together." Yeah.
Bone idle.
Yeah. People think we can't get together, but. Oh.
Just sitting at home, feet up, thinking I could be doing a podcast now, but I'm not going to, you know.
Yeah, all three of us lying on separate sofas in separate, you know, postcodes in Stevenage.
Watching rain run down a window, pining.
Yeah.
Not Steve, he'd been out on his bike.
So, I realised I missed being in your company, you two. I thought maybe we should just, you know, plug the gap between the Steve, you know, between now and the Stevenage Way taking off.
Before the what we've done is... Listeners, to us, you are like an annoying ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
We've sort of gone.
Who wants?
We don't want to have you around. Really, we can't even bother to see you. But we're buggered if anyone else is having you.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, you just won't go away.
Yeah. Yeah. We've sat on our right hand long enough.
Yeah. 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 And the important thing for me. And what I take from the many, many interactions we get from people saying how they miss old Toffee is...
He's dropped his cookie in the bowl of jelly tots.
What I'm going to take away from it, in a totally non-egotistical way, is they listen to you two every week on the radio. So really, it's me they're missing.
That's not strictly true.
That's what I'm going to take away from it.
The only person that actually listens to us whilst at a game is Owen.
East Hearts Borough.
And East Hearts Borough, but he hasn't interacted with us for a very long time.
Is he still around?
I don't know. He's not tweeted me for a long time. So if people are at games, they don't always listen to us. I know, you know, after...
Don't take it away from me.
But before the game, obviously, Steve does his bit back to studio, and then after the game, I generally do my bit, and, you know, Bulldog sits in his car waiting for me to come on, apparently, Bulldog Borough. He's the only reason he tunes in.
So if you're not at the game, he's sitting in his car waiting for you.
Yeah.
He sits there till 6 o'clock.
Put a hose pipe in the window.
he drives.
You started it till you come on.
I knew there was going to be a beat to that gag.
I could see him driving along, windscreen wipers going, looking all forlorn.
After another home defeat.
Missed another rant from Dino.
Well, I don't really rant anymore, do I?
What's the point of listening to you then?
Why are you looking at me like that?
He's trying to open his toffee subtly.
Oh, you got a toffee under the table.
No. You've gone all quiet. You've done a commentary on me when you just stopped talking.
Okay. So, how have you made the season so far, Dina?
Do it in terms of a sales pitch to me. How are you going to entice me, make me think I'm not going to sit at home, let me start like this time last year.
Let's face it, we could all see the ending of Teddy, couldn't we? And how it was always going to end in tears, wasn't it?
Who was the manager when we last did a podcast? Yeah. Of course.
And I kind of thought, well, I think this was all, you know, always going to happen. But I think that the chairman hoped, and maybe, you know...
The chairman's still Phil Wallace,
Phil,
right?
Phil, yeah, all of right. course, yeah, Mr. Wallace to you. Oh, my phone's ringing. There we go.
He's such a professional, isn't he?
But the plan was always going to be that Darren would succeed Teddy, whether Teddy was a success and he went on to bigger things, or whether he was a failure and it ended like that.
What is he doing now? With Robin Schrute. He was Robin Schrute in Norway. Got a trick there, didn't he?
Well, I saw him on telly with a Peaky Blinders cap on at one point.
And poker.
But I think that the chairman would have hoped and prayed that Darren would have had a bit longer under someone that probably had a bit more of an idea of what he was doing. But after, you know, Darren changed things and sort of took us out of trouble, difficult start to the season, and I wasn't too sure. I didn't know what, you know, I didn't know which way I was going to go, and were we going to have another long season and another long struggle? But he's really won me over.
Seems to be doing all right.
Darren has really won me over in the last four. Well, since September and October were tricky. You were talking in October to me, saying, "I don't know what people are talking about. If they can't see what's going on the pitch, then they don't know anything about football." So I thought, "Oh, maybe I don't know anything about football." And Steve's seeing something. But then, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later, I was like, you know what? Steve's right.
Thank you.
And slowly but surely, you've seen that.
Evolved, haven't we?
I don't know about us three will ever evolve, because obviously the previous manager challenged us to not to be dinosaurs. Which is quaint, really, now that we have our own dinosaur at the football club.
Yeah, someone tell me about that. Is that a Rolo thing?
Oh, I think it's been introduced by a young lady called Chloe, who I believe is an Oxford fan. And
Rolo lost?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's friends with Rosie and Govey, who, as you know, is a friend of the show, young Liam. And Jeff and Luke got hold of the dinosaur on Three Counties Radio and gave it airtime. And I'm very pleased to say,
which is Andy being as an inflatable. It's been 15 months. Come on, that'll be one.
Me and Steve met Dino Jr. on Saturday.
We had our picture taken.
We did, which Matt Farley photobombed.
I did see that.
I hasten to add. But we had our picture taken with Rosie, who had a Pastor Haber t-shirt on, which went down well on the Twitter. And I believe Steve's making an appearance next week. Steve the dinosaur. So, so that's that. But going back
it's
to
like the old days when I was younger, we used to have that helmet. Remember that? The helmet from Halifax. Remember?
I remember Graham.
Helmo.
Graham Benstead wearing it at one point.
My Halifax helmet.
You need it at Halifax, though, of course.
Yeah.
He's brought in Nicky Shorey, and of course Glenn's in the background, isn't he? Or the foreground at some of the time. Steve and Glenn have a similar fashion sense. They both wore a gilet on Saturday.
Oh, you've gone for a gilet, have you?
Oh, yes. A gilet.
Get it.
Someone call it a body warmer, but not Dino.
Not having great Ashbury, do you?
I think it's better for...
Posh around these ends, don't we?
Yeah. Well, apart from, you know, stabbings and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, only one stabbing, wasn't it?
Mm. And it was done by elders, and so... so, yeah. So I'm.
You're happy.
I'm all right. At the beginning, I thought Wickham last season was particularly low for me. We lost 1-0, didn't we? And we just didn't look like scoring all afternoon. And the substitutions, I thought, oh, Darren, I wouldn't have done that. But he's. I think he's picked up from his mistakes. He's learning from his mistakes. He's listening to what's being said around him.
He sold himself to me. He was.
How did he do that?
Well, he's. He did a lot of fan talk, didn't he, early doors? Oh, this for the
yeah,
fans.
But that wouldn't win over the likes of you and me,
it was
though,
a bit much. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a bit too much. But now he don't really do that so much anymore. And that's good. So I don't need to hear you telling us that you care. Mm. So I mean, you can show the fans you care by doing stuff. I don't need you to. And but he's piped down on that of late. And
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get him on and. He'll be able to sit around this in our luxury
studio. If we get
studio.
Him on, we'll do it at my place, don't worry about it.
And
I'll put the table the right way around.
And we'll be able to talk to him about this. But
yeah.
I'd love to have 45 minutes with Darren chewing the fat and, you know, seeing what,
he
know,
seems. He seems like...
What makes him tick.
Yeah, he seems like one of us. Do you know what I mean? I get the impression with him that if he weren't doing that job, he'd be watching. And it, not just because he said that a lot, but you know what I mean? But like, I do, I do believe.
And
him.
I kind of,
I know people that know him and say he's a good guy. And
apart from that bloke, you said didn't really like him.
Oh, yeah, one Google now. that's not many people. So
that's not true. And I like his perseverance with Kennedy and Gorman, who, you know, he could have maybe taken out the firing line, but he's persevered with them. And
I like that he got rid of Jack Jeb.
He actually brought those two in.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had a really bad, we had a really bad run, and was it Grimsby? We lost 5-2. The next game, it was like 5 or 6 changes with the youngsters brought in, and they did well for him, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's the right thing to do, isn't it? You get to a point where you can't really lose by putting them in.
But then again, we've kind of turned the tables a little bit, and you've got Charlie Lee back in.
Yeah, Charlie's been.
You've got Jack
phenomenal. Ollis, I tell you what, you'd be standing on that East Terrace and you would be lauding him. You don't mind Charlie, do you?
I like Charlie Lee.
And he's been.
People thought we had a Barney, didn't they?
Oh,
York, remember? They thought we had a Barney. It was a Greg Kett stirring that up on Twitter. But no, it weren't. That wasn't to be. That wasn't the case. I like Charlie Lee. I've got a lot of time for Charlie Lee.
And he sort of gave you the old thumbs up on the old Twitter, didn't he?
Yeah, we had a thumbs up, yeah. Yeah, all good.
But he's been brilliant as Chaz. And I tell you what.
What about Welps? How's he doing this season?
Chris Welpdale.
Yeah,
I think you'll find he's somewhere else now.
All right. Okay.
They've split. Yeah, they've split up.
What about Darius? Are you doing all right?
Darius was up a couple of weeks ago, wasn't he? With Dean Parrott. Yeah, they seem to be getting all right. I think Parrott's been injured the last couple of weeks. But I think they're down at Wimbledon earning a few more quid than they would be at Stevenage, so everybody's happy.
Good luck to him. Yeah. Yeah, quite.
What was I going to say? But we've got that Conor Ogilvy back.
I like Conor Ogilvy.
I liked him last season.
Not a fan this season. I love him.
I'm a bigger fan this season. Oh. He's better, isn't he?
I like Cossie and Clear though.
Yeah, I did. I liked Andrew Fox.
What?
And then I liked Cossie and Clear.
Oh, he's the fellow with the funny name. Okay, yeah.
But I do like Conor Ogilvy.
He's just a beast.
I like Conor
Ogilvy. He's bigger, he's stronger, his chest is bigger, his thighs are bigger.
Gingerer?
I wouldn't say gingerer.
Sure, ginger enough.
He marauds up and down that left flank. On Saturday, he was in positions that Cozzy wouldn't have been in.
Yeah.
Because he's got that athleticism to get himself back quicker. But what I was going to say, Steven Schumacher.
Different player.
I wasn't a fan. August, September last season under Teddy. Had a couple of good games before Bristol Rovers, didn't he? Then he got that.
He looked under Teddy, didn't he? Like a player on his last payday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. You'd say that he was anything but at the moment. I mean, he's.
But that may be the way he was being coached.
Or not.
For me, I think Steven Schumacher, I mean, you just got to take your hat off to him. At that stage in his career, to have that kind of an injury, it must be so difficult to come back from. I think even for anybody, a cruciate knee
injury.
Never mind
at 30.
It's a confidence thing. There's a lot in your head. Well, you wouldn't know it watching him play. He doesn't pull out of anything.
Oh, he flew in the other day and my heart was in my mouth.
Yeah.
I thought, you're going to do it again, Schumacher.
And it's great to see. And what a right foot. I mean, from set pieces. What's he on? 4 or 5 goals? I think 3 or 4 of them are from set pieces.
Your pencil has got to be hovering around his name to tick him off for your player of the season. And he's only played half the season. But do you know what?
Go on.
You had a.
I was going to. No, it's all right. I was going to change. I was going to move on to another.
Oh, no. I just want one point on Schumacher. I think he owes some of that great form to Darren. Because how many weeks was he on the bench for? And you were saying in your pre match, Schumacher on the bench again. Surely he's got to be fit. Surely he's got to be ready to come. 6 weeks on the bench?
Yeah.
10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, playing on Tuesday lunchtimes against kids from Southend. I think Sally got that right.
Every time, it was almost turned into a standing joke, every time I used to see him at the training ground before an interview or whatever, I just used to say, back soon, Steve? 3 weeks. Every time. And that went on for about 6 months. But I genuinely think he felt he was ready to go back.
Early. Yeah, but that's what I liked about him not coming back, was that Darren was like,
no,
we're going to hold you back.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure. And he still keeps an eye out for him now, I think. If there's any sign of
he came off Saturday.
Any sign of a strain or anything like that, off he comes. Yeah. And Shuey looks almost distraught.
Yeah, and we didn't notice it Saturday, did we? That we was like, oh, Schumacher, that was a surprise. But and I walked round with him and out the ground after the game, and I said, well, we didn't notice you hobbling. He went, no, he stretched for a ball at the far post, and he just tweaked it, but he'd rather be out for 2 days than 2 weeks. So I think he gets that.
Yeah,
you've got to be nursed.
How important he is, I suppose, when you've got that many younger players in the squad, you need that and bit of experience not to go and lose him again for however long. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I'd have a favourite if I was going to be there. I think I'd have a favourite. Talk to me about Matty Godden.
I was going to say, you'd love Matty
Godden. He's so Gary Holloway, you know.
No one's Gary Holloway.
Even
Gary Holloway struggled to live up to my expectations of Gary Holloway.
You would have your hands in your pockets.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
I only need one.
He's a...
Just keep him in there as well, will
you? He came in, didn't he, and quietly. August, September, I didn't really notice him.
Losing your touch, didn't you?
I wasn't. Yeah, my 10-minute rule.
2.5 months now.
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, everybody was raving over him in the pre-season games, and I didn't see too many of the pre-season games. But
lazy.
But I...
even you were at St Albans.
Yeah, even I went to
St Albans. Then, it kind of got to the point where I was thinking, well, yeah, he's something about him, but he hasn't really done it yet.
He's a pest, isn't he? Even just in that Donny game, I noticed. Someone's going to pick me up on that. He didn't play. I'm sure he played in that game.
But he's
a menace.
He's
a nuisance.
He was in and out.
I got to check he played early. Now. I'm going to get.
He was in and out that. Early on, wasn't he? Because he picked up a couple of injuries.
Yeah.
And
not too many. I think you think he was out for longer than he was, because we looked this up and we were like, he's played. He's only missed 3 games.
Yeah. But he's got better and better as it's gone.
And I think it's picked up with the team's performance, because we're defending high up the pitch now, Mark. Mm. And we're defending defenders on their own goal line, and they're having to kick it against us to go out for a goal kick. In the olden days, dare I say.
Yeah, he didn't play against Doncaster. So who was I watching then?
But
he's
a striker we've been wanting for 3 or 4 seasons now.
Maybe longer. I like him. I don't think he's a different kind of striker, isn't he? You know, he's not really a fox in the box.
Is he a beardo?
There's
beardo with goals.
There's traits about him that are beardo, but
there's traits about him that's Craig Reid as well.
Yeah. He gets the ball and he passes it. He gets the ball and holds it up and lays it off, which is your beardo. He chases your right back to your centre back to your left back.
Nice little one touch, isn't he?
He's got a lovely little one
nice
touch.
Nice little flick here and there.
Particularly now McCoy is there with him and McAnuff, who we should come on to in a moment, because he's probably one of the only players that has turned my whole opinion of him around in a short space of time. But he just does so many different things that, you know, he's got bits of Beardo, bits of Reedy, bits of Morrison, bits of Bridges. You know, he can bomb into the box, or he can get wide. He's just, he hasn't got everything, but he's got almost everything, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
And he does his defensive work as well.
Well, he was back at left back on Saturday, wasn't he? He's back at left back at one point, and I mentioned it to you, and I thought that just, you know, that sums him up.
Mm.
I'll
tell you who played against Doncaster, who I didn't like. Harry McCurdy.
Didn't you?
I think it was how we used him. I remember tweeting at the time saying they had two monsters at centre half and we were playing long ball to a twiglet.
We had McCurdy and Kennedy up front. I know you had Rowan up front that day, didn't you, I think?
And he scored. LeBard scored that day.
You didn't like McCurdy? I don't know how you could...
But I think it's because we were pumping long balls to him and he was just getting eaten up for the whole game and he had his socks rolled down too low and his shorts pulled right up his arse. I wasn't a fan.
He's a bit Grealish-esque, isn't he, on that front?
I spent some time with Harry and off the pitch and he is,
and he's really
and he's no longer here
yeah.
He is
off the pitch
brilliant.
I thought like someone had given you a run out.
He is a brilliant lad. Eccentric I think is a very good word to describe Harry, but he is superb. I think him and Jack King made good friends with each other while they were here in digs together, and there's an unlikely friendship if ever you saw one. Yeah. Six foot two, Jack King, and 5 foot eight, Harry McCurdy. Yeah. Good lads. But, yeah, he didn't really have enough time to make his mark with us, which I think he would have done had he got a bit more. But he was unfortunate that he was here at the same time as Tyler. And, yeah.
How far should we go into this podcast before I tell you that I've got a game?
Oh,
as an instalment.
You got a game?
It's not a new game, it's an old game, but it's nice to to bring these things back.
Is it Stephen Dean name a team from a game that happened years ago?
That was what I wanted to do, but much like your house, Pete's moved Burrowguide around a lot. So in the 30 seconds I had today to try and find a team for Stephen Dean name the team from a game that happened years ago, I couldn't find the line.
Player your cards
so what
right.
I've got is player your cards right. I'm glad you remembered what I'd called it because I was really racking my brains on the way back.
Well, can we just should we just
do whatever you got to do, but I have got a game. I just want to let you know.
But just keep listeners.
Should he not tell us the game now so we can start pondering it?
No. Well, I can if you want. It's you know how it works. Play your cards right. You just got to pick. You got a roll call from a season.
Oh right. I was thinking of the Stephen Dean name the team from a game that happened.
The one we said we're not playing.
Joby McEnough.
Yeah, do you want that other cookie?
Go on, eat that. Let's go.
No.
Go on,
you love it.
Come on, you burn it off at a spin class.
Belgian white chocolate and raspberry.
Right, I've got to have my dinner.
What are you doing for your dinner?
Joby McEnough.
I've offered you a pancake.
Why does no one ever pick up on that when I say when they say I've got to have my dinner and you go, what are you going to have? Why does no one ever go corned beef hash?
Corned beef hash.
Like supposed to.
Yeah, I know.
No one ever does it.
I do it with my sister.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Joby McEnough.
Derry Leon toast.
Did you see him play?
No. Did he play against Donny? No.
I think he had a broken toe though.
No, I haven't seen him yet.
What a transformation from him as well.
I tell you what, in September, you'd have given him dogs.
Last payday.
He didn't chase back.
He played well at Ipswich.
Jamie McComb. That's his legacy.
Did I see him playing last night? For Lincoln. Yeah. How has that geezer got to an FA Cup quarterfinal? There is no justice.
Whenever we were... Steve's always the straight one. And I'd used to go, Jamie McComb. And I used to...
McComb.
And Steve would go, yeah, but he had a good game at Ipswich.
He did.
He was anyway, absolute dog. Him and that Pratt that played centre half. What's his name?
Hughes.
Joby McEnough. If he plays like he has been between now and the end of the season, he's another one that you'll be putting your pencil mark round. And he was not only the oldest player in our side, but the oldest player on the pitch on Saturday. And he didn't look like it, did he?
No, because even in the 91st minute, he chased back and won a ball, and you know he's everywhere, Mark. He's right back, left midfield, then chasing down the left back. It's ridiculous how much energy and enthusiasm he's had since he came back.
And I think he's very popular in the squad and the changing room as well. They talk, you know, with the youngsters, him bringing them on and really helping them out. And he's one of those that
should we open the second bottle?
Yeah,
you could actually look at maybe kind of going into a coaching role.
How many ex-Reading players do we want on the bench?
Well, they've got Dave Besant, so why shouldn't we have a few of them?
So, I mean, that's a kind of.
And you can't be disappointed with any of the old guard at the moment.
No, because they're doing their jobs, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, I know people are maybe on Tongi's back a little bit. But he came in and did a job on Saturday.
He had a very nervous start, didn't he? Another nervous 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, but he
played
for ages.
I know, but he was passing the ball to the opposition, that kind of stuff, Mark. You know, he was like, oh, jeez.
Talking of old guard.
Yeah.
What's happened to Wellesley?
He was back on the bench last week, wasn't he?
He was unwell at the weekend.
Because I've been wondering where he's been. There's been a lot of time, from what I can judge on Twitter and that sort of thing, where it seems like we might have needed him in defence. We've had a bit of time on the ropes, so we might have.
Well, there's been rumour about him, hasn't there? It's been rumours that he's been involved with confrontation with people. Well,
yeah, and I heard different rumours to that about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's always been dropped, so just saying he's just going to have to take it on the chin. And...
Well, I don't know, someone might have to take it on the chin.
These things happen at football clubs, don't they? And,
of course they do.
And you don't get to know about them, and quite rightly so. Because if a player comes back and is available, and it tends to make things...
I think the phrase knocking around has been, if you add 2 and 2, you get 3.9.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody knows, and I'm not that nosy.
Was it one of them dog run-over moments, is it?
We think so.
Used to have a run-over. There's been a pet-related incident.
Well, he was back in the squad last week, and good. He was ill.
He was ill yesterday, wasn't he? Saturday.
Was
he
had that chest infection that's been going around? I had that. It took me out for a week.
By all accounts, he was...
I didn't think footballers got ill, but they do.
He didn't even travel because he was not well. But that's what we were told, and
we've got no reason.
Who are we to question it?
Sorry?
Who are we to question it?
Who are we to question it, indeed?
Do you want to play a game?
Just one. Let's just finish.
I feel like you're putting my game off.
Can we make the playoffs?
Easy.
Absolutely. 100%. You play like we did against... the game before last,
Wickham,
and you play like you did against good sides away, like Exeter, who are a good side, gone from bottom to seventh in 17-18 games.
And only draw because of Handball goal.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Not really, it was against us.
I know, but the whole ground was ready to kick off again, like 10 Exeter players in their half and 9 Stevenage players in our half, and you had Wilco, Ronnie and Ruben Reid arguing the toss just outside the penalty area, and they're all standing, they're all going, well, it's a goal.
What? Nothing you can do.
No. Well,
Ruben Reid wasn't actually arguing, was he?
No,
he was going like that.
He was waving his hand in the air as to say,
said that.
Ouch, that stung my
Wilco
hand.
Because Wilco was going up to the referee and said, look,
he's got a bruise on his hand. He's got mud and a ball splattered mud patch on his hand.
Mitre printed across
the
his palm.
The dirty cheating.
Oh well,
bread eating,
yeah.
Far too much bread. Don't
they love a bit of bread, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I tell you who we did see at the weekend letting us in the car park was Amos Brearley. No finer pair of chops on the side of his face than this steward. I thought I was in the Woolpack car park.
Amos Brearley.
It was right around here. Wasn't
I thought who knows the surname of Amos at Emmerdale?
I thought Mr. Wilkes was going to turn up.
Amos Brearley, there you
it's go. It's one of the longest journeys, but it's one I don't mind making because it's such a funny club.
It's surreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is surreal.
You are at the end of the earth.
It's a nice club.
Oh, there's nothing offensive about it at all.
I know people don't like what happened 15 years ago or whatever.
Oh, what? Like people like Wasp.
Wasp, good old Wasp.
Yeah, but
he was being mischievous on Saturday with his tweets. He always sends in tweets that he hopes I can read out without screening them first. You've got to get up early in the morning to beat me, Wasp.
And he will get up. Well, he will.
One day he will. James Warren has nearly had me once or twice with the old F4C bomb in a tweet. So far, I'm still gainfully employed.
Okay, so we're going to make the playoffs. What's the game?
Right, the game is play your cards. What's the theme tune to play your cards, right? You'll know this.
It's a Bruce Forsyth one, wasn't it?
Do 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 do. Play your cards right. Mm. There you go, seamless. Right, so we'll know the rules. We're going to flip a coin for who's going to go first, and whoever goes first, heads or tails, Steve.
Tails for Wells.
It is tails. Would you like to go first or second? I'll tell you what happens if you go first. If you go first,
You name a player from the 2015-2016 squad, and that's your start point. Okay? So you could, you know, pick one that you know didn't play at all, and then we can go easy for your first one, or one that played loads, and then we'll build from there. As soon as you get it wrong, we go over to Dean, and we'll go from the last one that you had.
So 2015, that's last season.
2015-2016, you had managers, Teddy Sheringham, Darren Sahl. Most appearances.
Okay.
Right, so I am not including sub appearances. I'm including
okay.
starts only, not the ones in brackets.
Okay, so I've got to name a player now with the most appearances.
No, you name any player from last season, and I'll tell you how many appearances they made, and then I'll pick the next one.
Oh, right, so I've got to go up.
Goodness.
And then I've got to right, yep. spiral low.
Okay, let's start with last season. Okay.
There was a lot of them.
All right. Stephen Schumacher.
Stephen Schumacher. 18 appearances for Stevenage last season.
Okay.
So, your next player...
So I need to choose higher or lower.
...is Dean Parrott. Higher or lower than Stephen Schumacher's 18?
Higher.
Dean Parrott, 25 appearances. Well done.
Right.
Oh.
Next.
Is it me?
No. Shut up. I'm still in the chair.
Armand Nandelay.
Lower.
Lower with 11.
What a dreadful player.
Jerome Akimo.
Higher.
Higher. Just higher with 14.
Ooh.
And that's 3. Yeah.
Oh.
Luke Wilkinson.
Higher.
17.
Oh, I would have said more now.
That's good. It's just,
these
yeah,
he arrived in January, didn't
you're doing
he?
Well. You're doing well. Okay. Who do we do then? Wilkinson.
Mm. Mm.
17. Okay.
King.
Tom Conlon.
Last season. Ooh. This is. Did you say this is not including subs?
This is not including subs.
Yeah, 14.
17.
17.
Luke Wilkinson was 17.
You can change the card if you want.
It's a good impression, but actually that's not true.
I'd say that he had less starts than Wilkinson.
You are.
Yeah.
And you'd be correct. 16.
Ooh. That's five you've got.
Keith Keane.
Oh,
fewer.
Five.
That was a deadline day signing. I like Keith Keane.
Bradley Pritchard.
Probably.
Oh.
You were talking... you matron.
You're picking... You're being mischievous here because you're picking ones that are very close.
We were talking about Bradley Pritchard in the car on the way home on
Number
Saturday.
Number of starts.
Now at Greenwich Borough.
I'd say lower.
Oh, four.
Oh.
Okay.
And I can't believe people talk of him and saying we should have kept him.
Here's another one that people... No, okay, no, we're not going to do that. Dipo Akinyemi.
Starts.
Much loved in this house.
Starts.
Starts.
Four. Higher.
Yeah. He Seven. Played every game in August.
He's doing better than I thought he was.
Seven, he's on.
Aaron O'Connor.
Oof.
Higher.
Yeah, nine. Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm rooting around here. Riddell Gordon.
Fewer.
Three.
He's much loved in this house as well.
Hmm.
Thank the Lord.
Who did I do? Riddell. Ryan Johnson.
Oh, that's a crafty one.
Much loved in this house.
What was Riddell? Three?
Three.
More. I'd say more.
No. Well, you've got to have a go.
No, I'd say lower.
Okay, it's more. Four.
God.
Listen to your good friend.
Okay.
Oh!
So, Dean, we'll start you off easy. That was four.
Ryan Johnson, four.
Fraser Franks.
Higher.
40.
Hang about. That's
yeah,
like
a start off, don't worry. I couldn't go money lower than four, could I? So I thought I might as well go really obvious.
Dean Wells.
Less.
32. Tom Pett.
Less.
More.
Right, that's that game over.
There we go. And that's another fantastic episode of Play Your Cards Right.
Okay.
But Steve won. Have a toffee.
I'm
really mint toffee, definitely.
Do you remember when Graham came on and we said, right, we're going to play a game? And he went, what you're trying to say is, would you like to play a game?
If I'd like Gaffer. To play a game.
No. If you don't like it.
No. Okay. I think that's about it, really, isn't it?
Well, we haven't really got round to talk about the last game or two, have we? We had a first Tuesday night game, didn't we, last week?
Why don't you tell me a story about Trevor Kettle?
Right. Sit back.
Oh, dear.
Kick off your shoes. Light a cigar.
Has he got any better since the conference? Because he was terrible, wasn't he, when we were in the conference? Terrible.
That man, as Steve said at the end of his commentary to the good people of Borough Player, is a disgrace. An absolute first-class disgrace. And I am on a... It may be an individual crusade, I'll call it a personal crusade, if you will. And if I have to give up my day job, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that man
murdered.
Unemployed. Unemployed.
I think I have to say, and I mean it,
that you've always been quite a referee sticker-upper.
That was the single most appalling refereeing display I've ever seen. And then I spoke to somebody who was at the MK Dons Oxford game the previous Saturday.
A respected journalist.
Who said, we had Trevor Kettle for that game. He was abysmal. Then...
Our good friends...
He had enough fun, didn't he, again?
In South Wales.
He did Cambridge versus Newport at the weekend.
Oh, is that, and they've got the car stopped out with Dad.
And well, I think
Mark Roberts was on the goal line. I think when they took that penalty,
yeah.
I think what summed it up.
But he was ball watching. The geezer was ball watching.
But I think what summed it up was the red card was overturned
on Monday, within an hour of the appeal going in. Yep, you're right. It wasn't a red card. Sorry about that. He can play tomorrow night.
Now, I'm not, you know, far be it for me, I don't really give a monkeys about these other clubs, but...
No, nor me.
At the end of the day, promotions and relegations are won and lost and things like that.
Yeah.
The FA have turned round and said, that was never a red card.
So if it's not a red card, therefore it's not a penalty. If it's not a penalty, it's not a winning goal for Cambridge.
So you end up with a draw.
It's just... The guy...
It's just incompetent, isn't it? It's not
He's an embarrassment.
It's not even every now and again. Like I say, you've now named three games in a row this season.
But
I've never seen him. I've watched Stevens for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the guy have a good game.
Have you heard the stat? We've had Trevor Kettle's charge of Stevenage games 8 times.
I think that's while we've been back in the Football League.
Right.
And how many of those have we lost?
All of them.
None.
Oh, really?
1-6, drawn 2, according to Toyney.
But you come away thinking, that bloke hates Stevenage because he's so poor.
Now, we've had some bad referees over the course of the season, and you do get them. And, you know, as Graham once said, we know what's going on here. And I think that's true to a degree. I think the hierarchy look down on clubs like us. there were more toffees in there than you thought. And... I've been threatening all season to go talk to the referee's assessor after a game because I want answers. I am fed up them walking out the ground and being answerable to nobody. I want to sit in a room with a referee on a Monday afternoon down at Bradbury and we'll go through the game and I'll say to him, why is that a free kick? Don't have to be the referee that referees the game. A local referee. How is that a free kick? And when he goes, oh, I don't know, Dino. Now we go to the FA. Because one referee can't tell a free kick from another. Now, either the rules are too complicated or the referees are too incompetent. And I don't think the rules are that complicated because most of our fans understand them. And I include myself in that. And that wasn't being derogatory about our fans.
You were.
No, well, it really came out wrong. So therefore, these referees... Is it any wonder players flick cards out of referees' hands? Where's it all going to end? We're going to chase them down the road with flaming pitchforks and flaming torches.
If he moved into Great Ashby, he'd get stabbed.
Well, by elders.
Well, I'll apologise for moaning about the Charlie Lee sending off.
Yeah, but I won't, Steve.
Because...
It was for dissent. The first one was for dissent.
Because it was a free kick, and we're all thinking, oh, how can you get a booking for that? And then he gets a second yellow card, which was probably about right. He was cutting the man off who was running through.
Cast your mind.
Yeah, but nothing. And you look back at it afterwards.
But everything, Steve.
And you say, I said to the assessor, didn't I? I do hope that the yellow card was given for dissent and not the foul.
But is it any wonder?
And he said, yes, it was for dissent. But then you start thinking, had the foul not been given, because it wasn't a foul.
It wasn't a foul.
Then the dissent wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
And then the second yellow card is the first yellow card.
Yeah. But the second yellow card, okay, if you're saying that that's a yellow card, whether it's a first one or second one, whether it's in the centre circle or the penalty area, it shouldn't matter. If it's a foul, it's a foul, unless it's denying a goal scoring opportunity, which we could discuss about Godden's penalty. I don't think it was a red, but the left back was booked in minute 10. He has gone two-handed in the back of McEnough, 30-35 yards out. McEnough's got the ball, he's just going on a run, two hands in his back, boom, Joby's gone down. No better, no worse than Charlie's second. That's a red card. That's a second. Go on, mate, off. Because you've pushed him in the back. You've made no attempt to get the ball, whereas I think Charlie was running in to make a tackle and he didn't even realise, oh, I'm half a second behind, I'm not going to make it. Couldn't stop. Hip to hip, arm to arm, call it what you like, nudged him off the ball.
At what point do the FA start coming back and saying, hang about, this is just getting ridiculous?
Yeah.
I mean, that decision, we've overturned it. That was appalling. How can we appoint this guy for next Saturday?
There's no consequence for them, though, Steve.
But that's what I'm saying.
If a Stevenage player gets...
At what point does that happen? Does it happen?
It doesn't happen. They go, go off to the south of France for a week and, miss next week's fixture. But don't worry, we'll chuck you a bit of spending money, old chap. You know, just go off and next week everybody's forgotten it. It's absolutely pathetic. And the whole of the refereeing system is corrupt, and no doubt I'll be called whatever I'll be called again, but until one of them steps forward and says, Dino, you're out of order because you're wrong, I'm quite happy to go and talk to Fat Phil at Hearts FA. Phil, that was his nickname, wasn't it? Phil Sharp, when he was in the Premier League. Fat Phil. I'll go talk to him. I'll say, hello, Fat Phil. Talk to me about referees, because I've had a bucket full of you lot, and until you start getting your act together, you don't deserve any respect, because you're absolutely making a mockery of a game and a sport and a profession where people lose their jobs and their livelihoods. They've got their mortgages to pay, and if these boys cannot put a whistle in their mouth and give a decent free kick, then go back to Hackney Marshes and go and annoy people from pub Sunday leagues where you're going to get a kick in the car park.
I think if you go
Fat Phil was your opening gambit, I don't think you'll get as far as that.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll get invited in.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's lost a bit of weight.
You might struggle with that one.
But they just... When I went through this about 3 or 4 years ago, I applied to become a referee. I emailed him at Hearts FA. Now,
he said, oi, Fat Phil, I want to be a referee.
Yeah, he got booked for dissent before his opening paragraph.
Now, they're crying out for referees, yeah? He was running a course in the June. This must have been about the April. He emailed me back. It's full. Who knows if it was or not. He went, I'll email you next time the next one comes up. Do you know when that was? The following June. Surely they should be running referees courses every month. Every 2 months, getting a cracking. I've lost interest by now. I've put on half a stone. I don't want to know. there's something wrong from the bottom to the top. And if your face don't fit, like Graham's, like Stevenage Football Club, you're always going to be battling 12 men.
I just think they're protected too much.
Of course they are. They're not accountable.
I like to think if I was a referee and I made an absolute howler of a decision, I think I could have the bottle to go on the TV cameras afterwards and go,
sorry.
Do you know what? After I've seen the video back,
yeah.
I totally, totally got that wrong.
Yeah. But they don't. They're out on the ground.
That's all anybody wants. When you see all these managers that get bleeding fined and sent to stands, all that sort of thing, most of the time they're justified. Why should you have to stand and bite your tongue when somebody's done something totally, totally wrong? You've got that wrong. And I don't, what do referees earn? Decent wedge.
I think they're on 70, 80 grand in the Premier.
When they've overturned that red card, like on Saturday, how does that work? Do they go to Trevor Kettle and say, you might just want to have a re-look at that? Before we step in, have a look.
But I know that that was appealed this morning and it was turned around by early afternoon. I know that for a fact.
Right. Maybe that's something that we can have a look at. Should we track Trevor Kettle over the next...
I'm on Kettle Watch. Hashtag Kettle Watch.
Right, so...
3:55, I got a text telling me that had been overturned.
So how about in the close season we get Fat Phil on here? Fine. We'll have Kettle Watch till the end of the season, then we'll get Phil on.
Yep. So we know the last three games have been appalling. Appalling.
Well, disgusting, you described it.
Disgusting. And it's disgusting. And my rant is people are paying money to watch a game of football. Yeah. They're not paying money to see a referee ruin a game of football.
I'd have probably paid a score to see him get that card knocked out of his hand.
And do you know what? That lad, and I only have it on authority of a bloke that's known him for a couple of weeks, he said he's the most placid bloke in football. You know, he don't get, you know, but he's hooked him over the bar and out for a corner and he gets a red card.
You're going to wrap up now, aren't you?
No, I was going to say, Dino's now charged with...
Don't you worry.
Chatting to somebody who's just who's just seen the game, that his next game, wherever it is.
You need to find a fan on Twitter, a fan of each club.
Our good friend tomorrow, Phil Catchpole, has him at Colchester.
Tomorrow?
Versus Wickham.
How? That's four games in...
But let me tell you something.
Some referees do one a month.
Let me tell you something about the Cambridge Newport game. He was a late replacement to that game. He was replaced on Thursday to take charge of that game.
You need to get hold of two. Every time Kettle does a match after the game, you want a fan of each club.
I'm obsessed. You know these films where people have shrines and they have this unhealthy infatuation with people.
Well, we know
that's Phil, me and Trevor.
We know Phil Catchpole from Wickham.
Yeah.
And we know Glenn Speller from Colchester. Let's ask their opinions after the games tomorrow.
Okay.
So Kettle Watch.
Hashtag.
Watch this space in the coming weeks.
I don't know. This is just, I might go to prison for it at some point.
Wow.
That's a joke, okay? I will never let down his tyres or anything.
Nick for letting his tyres down.
I do know what car he drives.
Although it depends on what you were doing it with.
I enjoyed this.
So Pete, finish on a high. Pete started a thread on Borochat this week. He had to write 200 words for 442 magazine.
Did he?
On Stevenage's worst ever player.
I did my best now, ever 11 worst players.
Now,
before I went on my holidays.
I read through that thread.
That's a classy piece, isn't it?
Yeah. I read through that thread. I think people have got too short of memories.
I think so.
Or there's too many new people. Because Pete's article, in the end, because he went with a consensus in that thread, Pete's article was Junior Lewis. Now, Junior Lewis was garbage.
Yeah, he was.
But... is he the worst we've ever had?
Ian King.
Ian King.
See, I don't even remember him that badly.
Ray Houghton.
Well, once when Sam Sodgy...
Jack Jebb.
Just yeah, that's short memory. Yeah, once, but when Sam Sodgy got a red card, I can't tell you what he went down the tunnel after him when I gave him a flurry of abuse.
I don't think Junior Lewis would be in my top five worst Borough players.
Brian Quayle.
Brian Quayle. Rocky Baptiste. Garbage. How many games did Rocky Baptiste play for us? And how many performances did he put in? One. Away at Chester.
Yeah.
That was a good performance.
It was a good performance.
You've got a story about that day, haven't you? Oh, well, is that Mark Wright and Steve Bleasdale?
Yeah, I've rolled that out a few times. And
Mark Wright, I'll set to my face. Okay. Oh, ginger racist.
Any more?
No, it's difficult to come to me. I haven't got much.
Where does a load of old toffee go from here?
Let's put this out.
We might have
and
to
see what the response is.
We might
like.
Have to stand aside, boys.
We might have to stand aside if Donalard.
So, what's his name?
Donalard.
So this is our offering. Come and beat him.
No, I don't think that is what we're saying. Let's not. I think we have to. We have to understand and appreciate our demographic, which is the wizened elders.
The Bulldogs, the Ken Jews,
the Bulldog Burrows of
this
Lock
world. The Lock 13s.
The Jeff Wodes of this world.
The Vinny Hens.
Yeah, a list of people. See if you can reel off a list of anyone who likes me, though.
Bob Sage.
I'm struggling.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. That's our demographic.
The Donna Warrior.
Donalur on Borough Chat.
Donalur. I love the little Dutch bit at the end.
I don't know how old he is, but I'm assuming he's one of the younger demographic.
Yeah.
You know, there's room for all.
Of course there is.
You know, there's no reason why. You know, there's nothing to say that before we sit down again next year, they might have made a.
They might have done 50 of these.
They might have done 50, and good luck to them. I hope they do. And if they need a guest that hasn't been at many games, give me a shout. We can offer advice, you know. We planned this, you know, and if
we always had this date in the diary, didn't we?
We always knew. We always knew what this podcast was going to be. We always knew that people would like it, and that it wasn't just going to be.
He did send me a tweet saying, "Any advice?" And I said, "Well, be funny."
Yeah. So I think it. Be funnier than us. Can't be difficult. and you'll be all right. So I think it's important.
Do a live show, you know, get people on board.
It's important that this hastily brought together offering isn't taken in a way that it wasn't meant. This wasn't meant, you know, in to put them off or
any way. Competition. We can't do it every week, can we?
Get together very often. The Stevenage Way, if you can get together on the regular.
I was a bit worried about Stephen Schumacher in that picture, though. It looked like he was being eaten by something from Doctor Who, didn't it?
Like something from Stranger Things. Yeah, I think, good luck to them. And, you know, if you have half the success we've had, gutted.
Okay, that's it. Old Toffee
episode number 2017.
Edit that in.
And we'll be back at some point.
And are you going to congratulate Dean on the fact that you haven't heard it in the
swear?
Well,
I only
tapped
my
This podcast was brought to you in association with www.boroughguide.co.uk. If you'd like to contact the podcast team or contribute to a future edition, please email us at aloadofoldtoffee@gmail.com, and that's with no spaces. You can also join us on Facebook by searching for A Load of Old Toffee, or you can follow us on Twitter at Old Toffee, again, no spaces.
A Load of Old Toffee. Toffee.